Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education Show. Here on Realizing Your Potential Network TV every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, an education consulting business. You can connect with me by linktree.com/enrichmentstrategist. I am so excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 education. Please email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, if you would like to send in some educational topic ideas to the show, by all means, please do so. Email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former educator and classroom teacher from a traditional public school setting, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. That's the goal of Let's Talk K-12 Education. It is to let others know that in the challenging educational landscape, there is a light that pierces the darkness, and there are educators working in the trenches, stakeholders, and educational thought leaders like myself, partnering with you, the community, to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, and grind while providing hope. Being a former middle school teacher and a grandmother to 8 adorable school-aged grandbabies, I recognize the importance of creating and establishing a positive, productive, sturdy foundation at home and bridging the gap for home-to-school connection for this 2024-2025 school year. As a result, I started something called Brain Teasers to promote critical thinking skills, which provides information, tips, tools, and resources in an effort to promote educational equities for our listening and viewing audience. Let's open the show in true educational style with How is Your Brain Game to get your mindset shifts ready for this school year for homework and school tasks with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and all of your adorable K-12 crew. So riddle me this. And this is one of the clues today, which is going to be our topic of discussion for today's show. So riddle me this. I'm a machine that can think. I follow your code without a blink. I can build, move, and learn with speed. But without you, I have no need. What am I? Well, the answer is a whole lot of what we're hearing about in news today and articles today. And the answer is, it's a robot. So this brain teaser ties into the importance of STEM education and robotics, because we're continuing our series today, College and Career Readiness Beyond the Classroom. But this one, part 3, is infused with STEM and robotics for those of you who are interested in where we're going outside of our 21st century goals. Where are we headed? So this is emphasizing how human creativity and programming are the driving forces behind robotic advancements and their role in the future workforce. So here are some brain game fun facts for our topic today around college and career readiness beyond the classroom, with this part 3 series with a focus around STEM and robotics. So here's a question for you. Did you know the first industrial robot, Unimate, was built in 1954 and worked in General Motors plant by 1961? It performed dangerous tasks like welding, and now robots are used in everything from surgery to space exploration. But here's the catch. robots still can't think for themselves. They rely on human programming and instructions to operate, which means coding is their lifeline. So I'm going to insert here that I think I've mentioned it on some other shows. But yes, are there going to be job eliminations with AI, with robotics? Of course, there will be job eliminations as it has been for decades. But we do have challenges when it first happened. But when we're smart, there'll be job elimination, but there'll be job creations as well. Because as I just read the fun fact, the robotics can do what humans programmed them to do. So this fun fact emphasizes the human role in programming robots and showcases how far robotics has come since its early days, tying perfectly into discussions about STEM and career readiness in tech fields. So I'm also going to insert here, and I may be telling my age a little bit, but that's okay. Do you remember, some of you who are the Gen Zers like myself, remember the times when you were young and you went to the grocery store or went to a corner store that they had, when you put your products on the counter, they had to look at each one of the products, look at the price, like let's just say if it was a can of corn and the can of corn was 59 cents. Well, they had to manually punch the 59 cent into a cash register. And they had to do that for all of our items that were on the counter. Well, Pastor Corbett brought this up one day. We was in church and it made a lot of sense. And technology had happened right before our eyes before we recognized it. And it's kind of like you just woke up one day and it went from you know, putting your items on the counter or on the belt at the grocery store and the cashier looking at each item, you know, that was listed on the product and punching it into the computer manually, to there was scanners that scanned using a barcode system to do your groceries. Well, guys, that was job elimination, but it was also job creations as well. So technology kind of happened up underneath our nose, and this will really be no different. We just don't know what skills, what gaps will need to be fulfilled in order to sustain our job market. As we are examining beyond the classroom, college and career readiness. And today, this is part three, as we put a focus on STEM and robotics. So on today's show, beyond the classroom, college and career readiness, I want to provide some education and context regarding in and beyond the classroom for success. Beyond the classroom, college and career readiness. We welcome today's topic, where we are exploring the exciting world of college and career readiness. Join me as I delve into the essential steps, resources, and strategies to help students navigate their educational journey and prepare for a successful future. From understanding different pathways to building strong academic foundations, I'll provide valuable insights and guidance for students, parents, and educators alike. So let's embark on this adventure together and unlock the doors to endless possibilities. Let's get right into our topic today, which is part three. I alluded to it during the Educational Thought Provoker with Beyond the Classroom, College and Career Readiness, which again, our focus is, this is part three of this series, where our focus is around STEM and robotics. As technology and industries rapidly evolve, many of the jobs that today's students will hold in the future, now this is where it gets really interesting. Most of those jobs that students will hold in the future don't even exist yet. With that in mind, are we preparing students for specific careers, or are we preparing them to navigate an unpredictable future? According to AI University, here are 6 myths about college and career readiness regarding robotics, along with some realities and clarifications. Myth 1, robots will completely replace humans in the workforce. The reality is, while robots are increasingly used to automate repetitive and dangerous tasks, they are not designed to replace all human jobs. Remember, I talked about job creations. Instead, robots often complement human work by taking over routine tasks, allowing humans to focus on more complex, creative, and decision-making roles. Robotics also creates new job opportunities in fields like engineering, programming, and maintenance. Myth 2, robots can think like humans. Well, the reality is robots don't think like humans. They follow pre-programmed instructions and make decisions based on algorithms and data, but they do not have consciousness or independent thought. Artificial intelligence, AI, can help robots learn from data, but they still rely on human input for coding, direction, and creativity. Myth number 3, robotics is only for engineers and tech experts. The reality is robotics isn't just for engineers. With today's accessible robotic kits, programs, and coding platforms, students of all ages and skill levels can learn to build and program robots. Robotics education is becoming a key part of STEM learning, helping students develop critical thinking, problem solving, and teamwork skills. Whether or not they become engineers is essential. Myth number 4, building robots is just too expensive for schools. The reality is, while some industrial robots can be expensive, educational robotic kits and platforms like Lego, Mindstorm, Vex, or Raspberry Pi are affordable and designed for classrooms. Many schools and community programs also offer grants and partnerships to make robotics more accessible to students. And that's very true. I have a partnership with someone. Maybe hopefully I can get him on this show. His name is Chris, and we became partners because he actually does have some robotics kits, and I use them to help drive positive behavioral interventions for students that I was working with. But I'll talk more about that hopefully later in the show. So I'm going to get back to that, but let me continue with our myths. Myth number 5, robots can do everything humans can do. The reality is robots excel at repetitive tasks and precision work, but they have limitations. They struggle with tasks requiring creativity, empathy, complex decision-making, and adaptability. Humans are still far superior in areas involving emotional intelligence, interpersonal communication, and complex problem solving. So before I get to myth number 6, let me insert here with some of the challenges that I've heard in, with some of my friends who are in these corporations, small companies that are having challenges with certain age group of students that are lacking or having some gaps in some of those soft skills that was just mentioned regarding communication, emotional intelligence, and things of that nature. And the reason that I say that I wanted to talk about that a little bit more is because we've got to put some things in place to help close those gaps with some of those very important skills that are necessary for our younger generation coming into the workforce that are causing problems with mid to upper level management. So again, those gaps in those essential skills like communication, emotional intelligence, those are not skills that can be taught from robots. They have to be taught from humans. So just keep that in mind. Let's move on to myth six. You need to be good at math to work with robots. The reality is, while math is helpful, working with robots also involves creativity, collaboration, and problem-solving skills. Many robotic platforms offer visual programming languages like Scratch or Blockly, and I played a little bit with both of those when I was teaching middle schools, that make it easier for beginners to code without needing advanced math skills. These myths and realities help dispel common misconceptions about robotics while highlighting the exciting opportunities that robotics offer in education and career readiness. So, let's talk about a quick case study involving coding and robotics integration into Chicago Public Schools. So here's the overview. Chicago Public Schools, CPS, launched an initiative to integrate coding and robotics into classrooms as part of their computer science for all programs. This initiative includes curriculum development, teacher training, and student access to coding platforms like Scratch and robotics tools such as Lego Mindstorms. And the key impact was over 300 schools across CPS now teach robotics and coding, reaching thousands of students. The initiative is designed to bridge the digital divide by ensuring that students from all socioeconomic backgrounds have access to cutting-edge technology and STEM education. Students build projects that integrate coding with real-world problem-solving, preparing them for tech-driven careers. Ooh, I love it. Connection to career readiness. By embedding coding and robotics into everyday learning, CPS equips students with the digital literacy and technical skills they need to thrive in modern workplaces and higher education, making them future ready. Now, I have to also, again, talk about my experience in the middle school. I talk about this turnaround experience in the middle school that I was in a hugely underserved community, which I still reside in, and where my children attended those schools, and one of my grandchildren currently attends one of the schools, in fact. But there we had a lot of academic gains because of our focus on building community and culture in our school, as well as having STEM labs, as well as making sure that we were uniformed in our instructional strategies across the board. Therefore, we ended up having significant curriculum gains from our school, which resulted in turning the school from an F school to, when I left around 2018-19, to a C school. So these things are very, very important, depending on what your school's budget is, depending on what your budgets are to look into ways that you can incorporate robotics and STEM with your children or in your school systems. It's very valuable. I'm a living witness that it will, those investments will definitely give you the return on investment for academic gains. And a lot of these children have gone on to get into competitive programs while they're in their K-12 experience. And a lot of them have been able to get into very competitive programs outside of their K-12 experience while going into colleges. So I could get case study after case study with that school that I was involved in. And again, this is around college and career readiness beyond the classroom. This is a part three in this series. And our focus today around the topic is around STEM and around robotics. So here's another one. And this one, touches my heart because I also, even though I was a general education licensed educator and still is, I did teach students that had IEPs and that were identified that had 504s as well. And here is a case study about Robots for Autism program that was in Dallas, an independent school district in Texas. And this is the overview for that. Robokind developed Milo, a humanoid robot, to help students with autism develop social and emotional skills. The Robots for Autism program is used in schools to help children with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, interact in ways that improve social-emotional learning. The key impact in Dallas was that Milo has been used to improve communication and behavioral skills in students with autism, increasing engagement, guys, listen to this, by 70 to 80%. That is phenomenal. Teachers report that students are more responsive to Milo than traditional methods, as the robot provides a safe, non-judgmental, non-judgmental way to practice social interactions, which we know for our friends that have autism, that is one of their barriers as they're interacting with others, not being able to pick up on some of these social and emotional cues that your other non-identified students, you know, may not. And again, I'm definitely not a exceptional children's. I don't have expertise in that area, but I'm familiar with it because I taught those students and I was able to recognize some of their behaviors, some of their patterns, and some of their trends. So it's good to see that Texas came up with a wonderful program to help these our friends on the spectrum be successful in the areas that they have challenges in. So the program aligns with educational goals for special education and provides tailored support to a historically underserved group of students. So here's a connection to career readiness. By improving emotional intelligence and communication skills through robotics, students with autism can become better equipped for future careers and college experiences, where social interaction and adaptability are key. So I would also like to share, I mentioned it earlier in the show about a friend of mine named Chris who has a program called MorphBots, and I may be able to get him on the show in the next couple of shows. But I want to talk about my experience, my firsthand experience with incorporating robotics into a program. So I was consulting for a small business that had contracts with two school districts. What I was able to do, this particular client provided school-based mental health services. And what we wanted to do to ensure that all the students were getting the services and wraparound services that they needed, because of my educational background from a Title I school that had in a historically underserved community, I was very familiar with working with students that were coming from low achieving settings, as well as high negative behavioral outcomes. So what I did is I merged with this particular client as a partner in partnership and as a stakeholder, and I was able to build a somewhat of a behavioral intervention program to add to their school-based mental health services. While doing so, there were times that I had to work one-on-one with some students that had either BIPs because of behavior or BIPs because they were having some challenges with their social and emotional, in the emotional intelligence area. So let me give this one beautiful example of a young student who had severe behavioral challenges, lots of office referral for in-school and out-of-school suspension, and I had the opportunity to work with them for an entire summer. And what I discovered was, even though they had some behavioral challenges, they had a huge interest in robotics. And my partnership with Chris of MorphBots, Chris gifted to me a robotics kit and with an online component to it. And so as an intervention for this particular student in meeting their behavior goals each week, I told them, I says, well, if you meet your behavior goals at home this summer with your family can verify that you have had more positive outcomes in behavior and your decisions, then I will give you an opportunity to do the online component to MorphBots. And believe it or not, it worked. It decreased the negative behaviors. The student had a pretty good summer. And the mother reported to me that they saw immediate gains just by giving them the opportunity to do something that they had an interest in, which was robotics, and that I was using it as an intervention. So it definitely works. I'm going to be reaching out to Chris again of MorphBots. And did this help this student, you know, foster critical thinking, problem solving, and technological skills? So the benefits for educators engaging in relevant curriculum, robotics programs provide hands-on and engaging ways to teach STEM concepts, making learning more relevant and exciting for students. Opportunities for differentiation. Robotics projects can be tailored to different learning styles and abilities, allowing educators to differentiate instruction and meet the needs of all students. Also, incorporating another skill that we're seeing some gaps in our students in the millennials and some of the Gen Zers. We're seeing in the collaborative learning, robotics projects often involve teamwork and collaboration, fostering a positive and supportive learning environment. Professional development. Educators involved in robotics programs often have opportunities for professional development, learning new teaching methods, and staying up to date on technological advancements. So it is a win-win for the students, and it's a win-win for the educators. I'm a witness for both. So the benefits for the students' development of STEM skills, robotic programs help students develop essential STEM skills such as programming, engineering, and problem solving. Critical thinking and problem solving, students learn to analyze problems, develop solutions, and troubleshoot challenges, improving their critical thinking. And you know, I love critical thinking because I even I've developed How Is Your Brain Game segment, because we're talking about doing the riddles, we're talking about doing the jokes, we're talking about doing the thought provokers to have us go outside of our comfort zone with our thought process. And that's something that is huge. Critical thinking is a really huge, is a really difficult skill to help develop for a lot of teachers, for our students. So STEM related, robotics related, college and career readiness initiatives are really good for that. So creativity and innovation, robotics projects encourage creativity and innovation, and students design, build, and program their own robots. Teamwork and collaboration. Working on robotics projects often involves teamwork, helping students develop important interpersonal skills. So we're talking about, you know, just as a recap of today's show, we've discovered just by the information that I provided and the examples that I provided, as we're talking about college and career readiness, that STEM and robotics incorporated as an initiative in college and career readiness beyond the classroom has huge, significant benefits. And I'm a witness firsthand that it closes gaps that some of our students in schools in the K-12 settings are having challenges with, as well as those that have gone on to, to advance their college experience and get, you know, degrees and getting to professional settings and still having those gaps in their interpersonal, emotional intelligence, problem solving, critical thinking, collaboration. So we see that those are skills that need to be, the gaps need to be closed in those in order for our new workforce beyond college and career readiness to be successful. So hoping that you enjoyed today's show as we talked about part three, college and career readiness. And I want to thank you for joining us on the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network. We are grateful for your time, insights, and dedication to exploring what truly makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education, one conversation, one episode at a time. Wishing you continued success and inspiration as you help me unlock the potential in every learner. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, thought leader, and show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education on Realizing Your Potential Network TV, where you can find us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next week, until our next conversation, where we are empowered through education, we will see you hopefully here next week, next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you later.